This is the Payne Strawn House. Jefferson Davis, the first and only president of the short-lived Confederate States of America, died here in December 1889. At the time when Southern states began to secede and form the Confederate States of America, Davis was a U.S. senator for Mississippi, who had also served as Secretary of War and as a U.S. Army colonel. He was chosen as the Confederate president by representatives at a constitutional convention. At the end of the war, in May of 1865, he was captured and imprisoned. But 2 years later, a blanket amnesty was issued for all those charged with treason in connection with the war, Davis included. Afterward, he wrote a history of the Confederacy and gave lectures in which he reinterpreted the original reasons for the war away from slavery and toward a noble, if doomed, defense of the Southern way of life. This vision of the lost cause became extremely popular in the Reconstruction era South, and it became the underpinning for popular views of the Civil War from then on, including the famous Gone with the Wind. Jefferson was traveling to New Orleans as part of his long speaking tour when he became ill, and he was brought here to the home of Judge Charles Fenner, where he spent his final hours. A block to the left along First, you can see Magazine Street, the boundary between the Garden District and the more working-class Irish Channel neighborhood. Magazine itself has been one of New Orleans's foremost commercial corridors since the middle of the 19th century. This street runs 6 miles from the edge of the French Quarter through the length of uptown New Orleans, alternating between commercial and residential pockets. The commercial sections grew up around 4 neighborhood markets, similar to the French Market in the French Quarter, that provided for the daily needs of people within walking distance. Today, restaurants, boutiques, art galleries, and antique stores have more or less replaced the necessities that used to line the street, but it still has plenty of 19th century buildings and a 19th century pedestrian friendliness. If you're looking for a meal after the tour, you can find lots of options in the nearest of Magazine Street's commercial pockets, one of which borders the Garden District between Washington Avenue and Louisiana Avenue, and another of which touches the corner of the neighborhood at Jackson Avenue near the Buckner Mansion. And a city bus runs along Magazine Street that can help you explore the other portions. From here, turn north onto First Street, going away from Magazine Street, and proceed until you reach the intersection with Chestnut Street.